From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Obama administration is reducing the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. and their role in the nation's security strategy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports it's part of the new U.S. nuclear posture announced today.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described the nuclear posture review as a milestone in how the U.S. approaches nuclear issues.
We are recalibrating our priorities to prevent nuclear proliferation and nuclear terrorism. And we are reducing the role and number of weapons in our arsenal while maintaining a safe, secure, and effective deterrent to protect our nation, allies, and partners.
The Nuclear Posture Review says that the U.S. won't use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear states, but it carves out exceptions for countries like Iran and North Korea. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says all options are on the table for countries that violate their non-proliferation obligations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The search for four missing coal miners in West Virginia is stalled while workers drill holes into a mountain to dissipate a buildup of methane gases in the mine. Those gases are being blamed for yesterday's underground explosion that killed at least 25 miners. Meanwhile, NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House President Obama offered prayers today for those lost in the blast.
Mr. Obama made his comments on the mining disaster while hosting a gathering of Christian religious leaders at the White House.
And the souls of those who've been lost in this tragic accident, may they rest in peace and may their families find comfort in the hard days ahead.
He also singled out the bravery of the emergency personnel who responded to the tragedy and of those working to find the missing. Mr. Obama said the federal government stands ready to offer any assistance state and local authorities request. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A magnitude 7.8 earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Sumatra, but the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says a widespread tsunami threat does not exist. In Baghdad, at least 50 people are dead and several buildings are in ruins after seven improvised bombs exploded across the Iraqi capital today. Violence in Iraq is on the rise as negotiations to form a coalition government go into a second month. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says because of the power vacuum, the spike in attacks is no surprise.
I think many expected that insurgents would use this time to roll back the progress both militarily and politically that we've seen in Iraq.
Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish leaders are struggling to agree on a coalition after last month's elections gave no single party a clear majority. Wall Street closed mixed today after trading in a tight range after minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting came out suggesting interest rates would stay low. The Dow closed down 3 points. The Nasdaq was up 7. The S&P was up 2. This is NPR. Four Palestinian factions in the Gaza Strip have agreed to stop firing rockets at Israel after the Islamist Hamas movement, which controls Gaza, put pressure on them. Rocket fire from Gaza into Israel increased last month. Last week, Israel launched an airstrike and threatened more if the rocket fire didn't cease. Meanwhile, a Palestinian border official says Israel has allowed several trucks of supplies into Gaza for the first time since 2007. The Catholic Church has named the first Latino archbishop in the U.S. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports he'll lead the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, the country's largest Catholic population.
The Vatican announced that San Antonio Archbishop Jose Gomez will succeed Cardinal Roger Mahoney when he retires in February. On Tuesday morning, in the luxurious modern cathedral some of his critics dubbed the Raj Mahal, Mahoney introduced the 58-year-old Gomez, who went on to praise his new city.
The warmth of the people here gives life to the words we so often hear. We are not really strangers here, but only friends who have not met.
Gomez will serve jointly with Mahoney until the latter retires on his 75th birthday in February, as mandated by the church. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The former chief of the Cherokee Nation, Wilma Mankiller, has died. One of few women to ever lead a major American Indian tribe, Mankiller served as chief of the Cherokee Nation from 1985 to 1995. She was later awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mankiller had been battling pancreatic cancer. She was 64. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.